Allah Bhagya Vardhari Gopi Jana Vala Bhagya Vardhari Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Jamuna Tira Vanachari Jamuna Tira Vanachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabi Hari Jai Radha Madhava Kunjabi Hari Janavala Bhagivardhari Gopi Janavala Bhagivardhari Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana 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 Yamuna Tira Vanachari Yamuna Tira Vanachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabi Hari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabi Hari Jaya Om Vishnu Pad Paramahamsa Hari Rajaka Charja Astutari Sutta Sri Shimad His Divine Grace Srila Bhai Charanaravinda Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada ki jai, jayom Vishnupad paramahamsa, parivrajaka charja astatarishata shri shimad. His Divine Grace Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj Thakur Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Grantaraj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai. Sri Sri Gaur Nitai Ki Jai. Sri Sri Jagannath Baladev Subhadra Ki Jai. Sri Sri Rukmini Dwarkadish Ki Jai. Nitai Gaur Premanande Hari Hari Bo. All glories to the assembled devotees, Hare Krishna. All glories to the assembled devotees, Hare Krishna. All glories to the assembled devotees, Hare Krishna. All glories, all glories, all glories to Sri Sri Guru, Sri Sri Gauranga. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayanam Namaskritya. Naram Chaiva Narottama. Devim Saraswatim Vyasa, Tato Jaya Mudirayet, Nasta Prayeshu Abhadreshu, Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya. Bhagavati Uttama Shloke Bhaktir Bhavati Naishtaki Krishnaya Vasudevaya Devaki Nandanaya Cha Nanda Gopa Kumaraya Govindaya Namo Namaha. Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 3, Chapter 11. Chapter is entitled Calculation of Time from the Atom. Text number 5 and 6. Please repeat after me. Anordvo paramanu syat. Anordvo paramanu syat. Trasarenus trayasmritaha. Trasarenus trayasmritaha. Jalarika rasmyava gatha. Jalarika rasmyava gatha. Kam evanu patan agat. Kam evanu patan agat. Anurdvo paramanu syat. Trasarenus trayasmritaha. Jalarika rasmyava gatha. Kam evanu patanagat. Anurdvo paramanusyat. Trasurenus trayasmritaha. Jalarkarasmyavagata. Kam evanu patan agat. Please chant. Anurdva paramanusyat. Tasarenus trayasmitaha. Jalarika rasya vagataha. Kam evanu patanagat. Anurdva paramanusyat. Tasarenus trayasmitaha. Jalarika rasamya vaktata. Kame vanu patanagat. Anurdva paramanusyat. Tasarenus trayasmitaha. Jalarika rasamya gataha. Kame vanu patanagat. Anurdva paramanusyat. Trasarenus trayasmitaha. Jalarika rasyamavartaha. Kame vanu patanagat. Vaishnavis. Anurdva paramanusyat. Trasarenus trayasmitaha. Jalarikara samyavartaha. Anuhu. Double atom. Dwo. Two. Parama anu. Atoms. Syat. Become. Trasarenuhu. Hexatom. Trayaha. Three. Smritaha. Considered. Jala arka. Of sunshine through the holes of a window screen. Rashmi, by the rays. Avagataha, can be known. Kam eva, towards the sky. Anupatan, agat, going up. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila Bhai Charanaravinda Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Translation. The division of gross time is calculated as follows. Two atoms make one double atom, and three double atoms make one hex atom. This hex atom is visible in the sunshine which enters through the holes of a window screen. One can clearly see that the hex atom goes up towards the sky. Purport. The atom is described as an invisible particle, but when six such atoms combine together, they are called a transurenu, and this is visible in the sunshine pouring through the holes of a window screen. I've been asked to read the next text also, text number 6, so we'll do that. Transurenu trikam bhumte yadkala. Are you getting it there? Okay. Transurenu trikam bhumte Yakala sa chuti smitaha. Shata bhagastu vedasyat. Taistribistu lava smitaha. Transaranenu Trikam, combination of three hexatomes or hex atoms. Bhunkte, as they take time to integrate. Yaha, that which. Kalaha, duration of time. Saha, that. Chutihi, by the name Chuti. Smritaha is called Shatabhagaha. 100 Chutis. To but Vedaha, called a Vedha. Syat, it so happens. Tahi, by them. Tribihi, three times. To but Lavaha, Lava, Smitaha, so called. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila Bhai Charanaravinda Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Translation: the time duration needed for the integration of three transaranus is called a truti, and 100 trutis make one Veda. Three Vedas make one Lava. Purport: it is calculated that if a second is divided into 1,687.5 parts. 1 second into 1,687.5 parts. Each part is a duration of a truti, which is the time occupied in the integration of 18 atomic particles. Such a combination of atoms into different bodies creates the calculation of material time. The sun is the central point for calculating all different durations. Transarenu trikambhungte yakala satruti smitaha shatabhagastu vedasyat taistubhistu lava smitaha. Om Jnana Tremendasya Gnanjana Shalakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Jena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobishtam Stapitam Dhyena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschacardesha Tarine Vancha Kalpa Trugyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shivasadi Gora Bhaktavinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. So thank you for having me here this morning to speak on Srimad Bhagavatam. Before I begin speaking, I seek the blessings. Thank you for having me once again. Hare Krishna. I seek the blessings of all the Vaishnavas that I can speak for my own purification. Thank you so much. Kripaya, please everyone give me their blessings. Thank you. Hare Krishna. Hare Bol. Thank you. So what we value, we measure. If something is important to us, we measure it or we count it. And the Vedas understand the value of time. Chanaka Pandit explained that one moment that is lost, if we lose one moment of time, if we waste some time, it cannot be purchased back with any amount of gold. Once time is gone, it's gone. And our very exalted Vaishnava friend, His Grace Vaisheshika Prabhu, he says that where the attention goes, the energy flows. So the Vedas are putting their attention on time. And we're understanding in this section of Bhagavatam, time in very intricate detail. Very, very, very intricate detail. It's almost inconceivable how intricate and detailed this description of time is. I say almost inconceivable because some of our great souls in our parampara, they can grasp it. They can get their head around it. They can understand it. And all glories to them. Yesterday, His Grace Naikatma Prabhu, he was speaking about this, how our great exalted parampara, Vaishnavas coming before us, they're so brilliant and they're so exalted. And they're following, of course, in the footsteps of Lord Chaitanya, who as Nimai Pandit was had a tremendous intellect that he, even as a small child, he could crush in debate Keshava Kashmiri. And this process of debate has been used over the millennium for proving one's capacity of intellect. And we even have heard about Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, that his intellect was incredible. At the age of 7, he had memorized the entire Bhagavad Gita. And then when he was in college, he entered a debate with Panchana Sahityacharya, who is a disciple of Vasudev Shastri. And Vasudev Shastri was a preeminent authority on astrology at that time. So there was a debate going on. The debate happened at the home of Sri Rajendra Chandra Shastri. And Sri Rajendra Chandra Shastri, he was the judge of the debate. Because when there's a debate, there has to be a judge. And the scholar, Panchana Sahityacharya, he had to accept defeat. And he was so thoroughly thrashed by the debate that he was mortified that he'd been so thoroughly defeated that he could not check the forces of nature. And he passed urine and stool simultaneously at the conclusion of the debate. So following this incident, people were very hesitant to debate with Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. They were all afraid of getting defeated by him. So he was called the walking encyclopedia, and he was Shrutidhar. Whatever he heard, he could memorize. So this kind of personality could wrap his mind, his head, his intellect around this very intricate description here in the third canto, 11th chapter of Srimad Bhagavatam, which discusses time. And as Naikatma Prabhu said yesterday, that he, I believe, if I could quote him correctly, he said he pities the devotees that have to speak on these verses coming up because they're very intricate, they're very technical. So he also made the point that the effort to understand, even if we don't have the capacity, the effort to understand these points will get us blessings and help us to advance in devotional service. So even though these topics are so intricate, how many lovers, how many trutis, how to understand 1,867.5, you know, and within 1 second, you know,
even if we cannot comprehend these things with our small, teeny brains, but even if we make the endeavor, then we can get the blessings of the Lord for trying to understand Srimad Bhagavatam. As Lord Krishna says, if you worship me with your intellect by studying Gita. So similarly, we worship Krishna with our intellect by studying Srimad Bhagavatam. So Guru Mukham Karoti Vachalam Pangam Langayate Girim Yat Kripa Tamaham Vande Shri Gurun Dina Taranam. That we don't have any capacity, but with the mercy of Krishna, with the mercy of Guru, perhaps we can understand something, and perhaps we can get the mercy of Lord Krishna by studying Srimad Bhagavatam. So this section of time, this discussion of time, it begins in the 10th chapter of the 3rd canto. It begins in the 10th verse. Vidura is inquiring from Maitreya. And this is what Vidura, he asks. He says, Vidura uvacha yatatta bahu rupasyaha harer adbhuta karmanaha kalakyam lakshanam brahman yathavarnayana prabho. Vidura inquired from Maitreya, O my Lord, O greatly learned sage, kindly describe eternal time, which is another form of the Supreme Lord, the wonderful actor, Adbhuta Karmana. The Lord is Adbhuta Karmana, the wonderful actor. He acts wonderfully. What are the symptoms of eternal time? Please describe them to us in detail. So here Vidura is asking for it. Let us hear about time in intricate detail. And Vidura, he spares nothing in supplying all the information requested by Vidura. He begins in text 11. Maitreya uvacha gunavyatikarakaro nirvashesho pratishtataha purushastad upadanam atmanam liyasavichat. Maitreya said, eternal time is the primeval source of the interactions of the three modes of material nature. So this is like the foundational teaching of Maitreya when he opens the discussion about time. What is time? It's the primeval source of the interactions of the three modes of material nature. Yesterday we went for Harinam Sankirtan downtown in Santa Monica. We came back, we had prasadam. Haribo. We had samosas. The samosas had delicious chutney. So that chutney, you remember the chutney? It's a little spicy. That green spicy chutney. That chutney was made with water and then some coriander and then some other spices. So the water is the substrate that the spices were all mixed inside. So time is like that, like water, like that substrate in which the spices of the three modes of material nature are all mixed up, and then you get a chutney like that. Eternal time is a primeval source of the interactions of the three modes of material nature. It is unchangeable and limitless. Time is unchangeable and limitless. Nivashisho pratistataha. And it works as the instrument of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Purushastad upadanam. Upadanam, an instrument, like this tanpura. This is an instrument. And Krishna uses time as an instrument in which to perform atmanam lila yasrajat, in order to perform his lilas. His leelas in this material world. Because time is a material thing. We don't find time in the spiritual world. In the spiritual world, time is conspicuous by its absence. Yeah. There's a beautiful verse in Brahma Samhita that explains that. Shriya Kanta Kanta Paramapurusha Kalpataravo Dhruma Bhumis Chintamani Ganamahi Toyam Amritam Kata Ganam Natyam Gamanam Apivamsi Priyasaki Chid Anandam Jyoti Paramapi Tad Asvadyam Apicha Sayatra Shirabdi Shravati Surabhi Yascha Sumahan Nirme Shardhakyo Vavrajati Nahi Yatrapi Samayaha Bhaje Sveta Dripam Tamaham Iha Golokam Itiyam Vedantaste Shantakshirti Virala Charaha Katipaye Shri Shri Brahma Samhita Ki Jai. So time is conspicuous by its absence in the spiritual world. We have the Lakshmis, we have the Kalpa Vriksha trees, we have every word is a song, every step is a dance, every day is a festival. We have all these things in the spiritual world. We have Sarabi cows, cowherd boys, the gopis, the Lakshmis, we have everything, but we don't have time. Time is... We have a request from Maharaj, and I'm very pleased to be able to offer this service to read. Translation. I worship that transcendental seat known as Swetadweep, where as loving consorts, the Lakshmis, in their unalloyed spiritual essence, practice the amorous service of the Supreme Lord Krishna as their only lover, where every tree is a transcendental purpose tree, where the soil is the purpose gem, all water is nectar, every word is a song, every gate is a dance. The flute is the favorite attendant. Effulgence is full of transcendental bliss. And the supreme spiritual entities are all enjoyable and tasty. Where numberless milk cows always emit transcendental oceans of milk, where there is eternal existence of transcendental time, who is ever present and without past or future, and hence is not subject to the quality of passing away, even for the space of half a moment. That realm is known as Goloka, only to a very few self-realized souls in this world. Shri Shri Brahma Samhita Ki Jai. Hare Krishna. So this is the activity of time. And in this chapter, chapter 11, we get into further and further intricate details. The chapter begins by describing an undivisible particle, or as we heard yesterday, the God particle. The particle that cannot be division, no division, cannot be broken down anymore. The most basic building block, the atom, or in Sanskrit, Parama Anuhu, the most basic building block. Material body, Prabhupada mentions in that purport, is a combination of atoms. So all of us here, we have material bodies. And what are our bodies made up of? Little atoms. They're all, everything is made of atoms. Everything we see all over, it's all composed of tiny, tiny little atoms. So we're like a machine, and this body is made of atoms. Yesterday, I went to the automotive shop with Govinda Basya Prabhu. He had a scratch on his car, so he wanted to get some paint to fix the scratch. So the car is made of atoms, and we also, our body is like a car. It's made of atoms. Ishvara sarvabhutanam videshe juna tishtati brahmayan sarvabhutani yantravudhani mayaya. That the Supreme Lord is situated in everyone's heart, O Arjuna, and is directing the wanderings of the living entities, Brahmayan. The Sarvabhutani, all the living entities are Brahmayan, they're wandering. Yantrarudani Mayaya, they're seated as on a machine made of this material energy. So this material energy is made up of atoms. In the purport, Prabhupada writes, the atom is the minute, subtle form of eternal time. The atom is the minute, subtle form of eternal time. So there's a connection between the atoms and between time. And this is one of the things that's really hard to wrap the intellect around, at least for me. What is that relationship between these atoms and between eternal time? In the second verse of this chapter, it's mentioned about how atoms are the ultimate state of the manifested universe. The whole universe is populated with atoms. It's the ultimate state. It's an unlimited oneness. Why everything is one? Because everything is made of atoms, at least materially speaking. Of course, spiritually, things are not one. Spiritually, everyone is individual. Na tvam evaham na jatu na saham na tvam neme janadipaha na chaiva na bhavishyamaha sarve vayam atatparam. Krishna says in Gita, second chapter, never was there a time when I did not exist, nor you, nor all these kings, and nor will there ever be a time when any of us cease to be. So thus we understand that the living entity, the jiva, the atma, is an eternally individual, and the Supreme Lord is eternally individual. But there's an unlimited oneness mentioned here on the material platform, and that is that everything is made up of atoms. Yes, they're the basic building blocks of all the material nature. As all the earth, the water, the fire, the air, the ether, everything is made up of atoms. So then in the third verse of this chapter, we begin to hear about the relationship between atoms and time. How time is the potency of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And it's a very important verse that we always have to keep in mind when studying this time topic. Is Bhagavad Gita 11:32. Shri Bhagavan Uvacha Kalosmi loka shaya krit pravido lokan samahantum iha pravitaha. We say kalosmi. Krishna says, I am time. Kalosmi loka kshaya krit pravido. I am time, the destroyer of all the worlds. So when we study this topic, we remember Krishna. Because Krishna says, time I am. So we should always remember Krishna. Never forget Krishna. Krishna says in the 18th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, text 65, Manmana bhava mad bhakto madjaji mam namaskaru mame vashasi satyam te pratijane priyosime. Always think of me, become my devotee, worship me, offer your obeisances unto me. Manmana, always think of me. Then surely you will come to me. I am telling you this because you are my very dear friend. So these are the different aspects of time that we have to engage in. And coming to today's verses, I'll just speak a little bit briefly. Today's verse, 5 and 6, we hear about the divisions of gross time, how time is divided up. Like if you go to the prasadam hall and they give you some burfi, and there's 6 devotees and 1 piece of burfi, they have to divide it in 6 different pieces. So you have 1 piece of time, it's going to get divided into different pieces. So that's explained here. 2 atoms make 1 double atom. 3 double atoms make 1 hex atom. So you have 2, and then you have 2 more, and then 2 more. 2, 2, and 2 make hex. Hex means 6. So we get hex atoms. And the hex atom is actually visible. Prajakshavagamam dharmyam. Prajaksha. We can perceive the hex atoms. Just like the sun is coming in through the window. And if there's a window screen and a little small square and the light is coming through, we see the atoms manifested. So it's amazing. In the shloka today, it says, this hex atom is visible in the sunshine which enters through the holes of a window screen. So every time we see the sun coming through the window, we see the rays. We should remember this section of Bhagavatam. We should remember, yes, those are the hex atoms. Look, hex atoms. Did you know those are hex atoms? And then in the 6th verse today, we hear about the time duration. The time duration needed for the integration of 3 Trasarenus is called a truti. 100 trutis make 1 Veda. 3 Vedas make 1 Lava. And in the purport, we hear that if we calculate if a second is divided into 1,687.5 parts, each part is the duration of a truti. So how long is a truti? How can we conceptualize 1 second broken down into 1,687.5 parts? So just a little introduction. I have here, this is an electric tabla I'm going to play for you. And this electric tabla I have set at 60 BPM. BPM means beats per minute. So this is a way of measuring time. How many beats per minute? So how many seconds in 1 minute? 60. So if I set this for 60 BPM, we're going to hear a duration that is how long? 1 second. So we'll be able to understand the duration of 1 second. And then we'll see if we can conceptualize subdividing that 1 second into 1,687.5 parts. Okay, here's 1 second. Let's see. Okay, this is the duration of 1 second. This is the duration of 1 second. Now, I studied trumpet in college, and we practiced something called flutter tonguing. With your tongue, you make a fluttering sound. So I can flutter my tongue maybe 10 or 15 times within 1 second. But then we can imagine 10 or 15 times faster than my flutter tongue. Okay, so here's the flutter tongue. Okay? So I just fluttered my tongue about 15 times in 1 second. Now, if we can conceptualize, would you like to hear it again? Yeah? Okay. Here's a second. Maybe you can do it along with me. 1, 2, 3, go! Okay, good. So, we got about 15 within that 1 second. Now, if you multiply that speed, that was like first gear, like... And you speed up your flutter tongue that fast, that might be some conception of 1,867... Is it 867? 600. I'm dyslexic, I'm sorry. 1,687.5 times within 1 second. So this is called a chuti. So this morning we heard about, we have atoms, we go double atoms, and then hex atoms, and then the hex atoms can be seen coming through the window, and then these hex atoms, if we divide the second into 1,687.5 parts, that's the duration of the chuti. That's the duration of the chuti. And Prabhupada concludes the purport today by saying that such a combination of atoms into different bodies creates the calculation of material time. I'll read that again. This is trying to get the brain around this. Such a combination of atoms into different bodies creates the calculation of material time. And the sun is a central point for calculating all different durations. So we use a sundial. Many of us have seen sundial. When the sun goes up, the dial can tell what time it is, approximately. So for us, here in the material world, the sun is a very important measurement to understand the time factor. And Krishna, of course, says, "Of I am the light of the sun and the moon." So we remember Krishna. That is a critical aspect, to always remember Krishna and never forget Krishna. So in conclusion, people say, killing time, but we don't kill time. Time kills us. Little by little, anu by anu, we're getting crushed by time. So, and time means we leave this body and punarjanma, we take birth again, suffering in this material world. But we're very fortunate because we have the mercy of Lord Chaitanya and this Harinam Sankirtan movement. Kaler doshinidhe rajan asti yeko mahan guna kirtanadyeva krishnasya mukta sangha param rajat. Kali Yuga is an ocean of faults, but there's still one good quality about this age. Ekoho mahan guna. Simply by chanting this Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, one can become free from material bondage and be promoted to the transcendental kingdom. We heard about that kingdom before from Brahma Samhita. So we have to measure those things of value. We want to please Srila Prabhupada. And I'm very happy that we're going through this book marathon now. And we're hearing these wonderful book scores, which is measuring something of value. So we measure these things of value. Srila Prabhupada wrote to Damodar, December 3rd, 1971, "These literatures are the solid ground upon which our preaching stands. So I want that they should be available to everyone, as many as possible. Srila Prabhupada wrote a letter to Rameshwar Das, 14 November, probably here in Los Angeles. This book distribution, that was my Guru Maharaj's purpose. He said that I have got so many temples, and now in Calcutta, I have got a marble temple. But I would have wished that if by selling the marbles, I could publish and distribute books. Now, by the mercy of His Divine Grace, Srimad Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj Prabhupada, I am doing both by the cooperation of my American disciples. I am constructing so many marble temples, and I am distributing so many books on Krishna consciousness. This does not mean I am excelling my Guru Maharaj, but it is the mercy of my Guru Maharaj that He is giving me the facility for doing both. So books are getting distributed, temples are getting built, TOVP, Temple of Vedic Planetarium, is getting built. So back to Bhagavatam, Maitreya Muni is instructing Vidura on the different aspects of time. And the most important thing to do with our time is associate with devotees. Sadhu Sangha, Sadhu Sangha, Sarva Siddhi Hoy. Lava Matra, Sadhu Sangha, Sarva Siddhi Hoy. Lava Matra, 1/11th of a second. And by associating with devotees, even for such a short duration of time, we gain all perfection. So thank you very much for your kind attention this morning. I'm grateful to all of you. Thank you for tolerating me. Do we have time to take one or two questions? Okay, if there's... It's all about time, yeah. Yes, Bhrigupati Prabhu. Do we have a microphone? Wait.
What sense? Because you know, you quoted from the Brahma Samhita that every step is, or every gate is a dance, and every song is a, every word is a song. Those things happen sequentially. Like there's no song that you hear all at once, and there's no movement or dance that just happens. It happens over sequentially, which is means time, right? So, and I'm under the understanding that things in the spiritual world happen sequentially. So, how is it possible that things are happening sequentially? If I'm correct in that assumption. And yet there's no time. What is the insight?
Well, if we want to know how time is working in the spiritual world, it's a good idea that we should prepare ourselves and qualify ourselves and go there and experience it. We hear sometimes in discussions of Rajamandal that it acts like a lotus, and the petals open and close, and so distances and time also acts in an elastic and a stretchable. It's elastic time. It stretches longer. It stretches shorter. It's flexible. Here, when we deal with time in the material world, it's very... Time is ticking. It's very exact. But in the spiritual world, time is very flexible. It comes, it goes. Krishna wants to dance longer, the song goes longer. It can go eternally in a day. It can go on and on and on and on. So things are more flexible in the spiritual world. It's not, time is like cast in stone. We have quartz locked time here in the material world. Like this clock is just ticking. It's very exact pakka timing. In the spiritual world, it's all the whim of Krishna's pleasure. For Krishna's pleasure, time can do anything, can even disappear. If Krishna wants to dance eternally in the rasa dance for some time, he can. He can do anything, unlimited. What do you think? Would you like to respond to what I just suggested?
The only thought that came to my mind is that in the spiritual world, there's no time in the sense that there's no time in the sense that there's no deterioration. You know, Prabhupada says in one purport in the Bhagavad Gita that time is a wearing down, but nothing gets worn down in the spiritual world. It's, you know, like Krishna, even when he's here on this planet, when he was 125, he appeared like he was 25. So maybe in that sense, but that's, I mean, that's just a thought. I'm not, no deterioration.
Everything always is in the spiritual world. As you just mentioned, there's no deterioration. It simply exists and continues to exist, but blissfully, peacefully, happily, joyfully, in a fulfilling way, because it's all characterized by thought of and dependence upon and love of Krishna. Okay? Therefore, that's that's our timelessness. It simply is. And it never ends. And we don't think about it ever ending either. Because that's why we're there. To have the never-ending experience of blissfulness, peacefulness, happiness, satisfaction, fulfillment. Everything that Krishna offers us, which we feel unworthy of, and yet we want only to serve him more and more and more, knowing that what we are offering is nothing compared to what he truly deserves. Okay? So it keeps us humble. It's only when we think, well, I'm doing so great, I'm doing so wonderful, everybody's applauding me, everybody's looking up to me. If you actually get caught up in that, that's too bad. Really. Our position should be, I think they got the wrong person. Really. Now, this belongs to Prabhupada. This belongs to that particular devotee. But to me, I don't think so. Nonetheless, if they want to heap it on me, let them do that. I don't really care about it. What do I care about? The source, which is Krishna. And that's all. And if I don't forget Krishna, then I'm properly situated. As you said, every moment, Krishna says, always think of me, become my devotee, worship me, and thus you will come to me. I promise you this because you are my very dear friend. So there it is. There it is. But we should always remember that if we're remembering Krishna, we should not think of ourselves as great, as wonderful. See, I'm remembering Krishna, and he's not. Yeah, we can't have that mentality. Rather, it's by good fortune, by Krishna's grace, by Prabhupada's mercy, that I'm remembering Krishna. And if I'm remembering by Prabhupada, then you are not taking the credit. And if you're not taking the credit, then you will not take the pride which goes with the credit. And that's most important for every devotee, that we have no pride except whatever I have comes by the mercy of Krishna. I don't deserve it. I shouldn't have it. But because Krishna is merciful, I have it. That's all. Any further questions, comments, or anything else? Please. Thank you so much. We've gone way over, and I apologize to you. I don't know what I have to, how many much Mahaprasadam I have to hand out as an apology, because words are cheap, but deeds are dear. So I already have some. Anybody who would like some of it, it's just patience. But that's good to have that kind of eagerness. Nothing like it. Thanks so much. Okay, I've spoken enough.
I have some Nisinga oil from Mayapur here. Anyone like some? Please come.